Well, back in this country, we'll have to wait until tonight to find out exactly what President Obama will say in his State of the Union address. But one thing we know is that he's going to announce that he's raising the minimum wage for federal contractors to $10.10 an hour from $7.25 as part of his focus on income inequality. House Speaker John Boehner today said the president has the authority to raise that minimum wage, but the GOP will be keeping an eye on other possible executive actions.
We're going to watch very closely because there's a constitution that we all take an oath to, including him, and we shouldn't put that in jeopardy.
One person who supports an increase to the minimum wage is Mayor Ed Lee of San Francisco, who will be among the president's two dozen or so invited guests at the State of the Union. Each of those guests helps put a face to the president's priorities. They sit in the box with the First Lady. We wanted to check in with someone who did that in the president's first State of the Union in 2010, Trevor Yeager, the CEO of Trendy Minds. That's an ad agency in Indianapolis. Trevor, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, so why were you asked to be there in the first place back in 2010?
Well, my business is certified as a National Gay Lesbian Chamber of Commerce member, and the White House reached out to them and said, hey, could you find us a business that's doing well in this economy? So they reached out to a few different chambers, one in Boston, one in New York, out the West Coast, and then also some individual companies, including my company. And they just said, can you write a couple paragraphs and send it to us, and then we'll get over to the White House and we'll see what happens.
So was that because your business was doing extremely well or because it was a gay-owned business?
Well, what they said was I was a trifecta. So I was a gay-owned business, I was in a red state, and I was a business that was growing and doing well in the economy. So I think they liked all three aspects of it.
So what was it like to go there and be in the box with the First Lady?
It was pretty incredible. I can honestly say nothing in my life had prepared me for that, and nothing since has been kind of mind-boggling. It was quite an intense experience.
Did she talk to you?
Yeah, she did. She spoke with us as a group and made sure that we knew that we were there representing millions of people that were just like us. And that was a pretty interesting and intense feeling because you knew that you were there for a bigger purpose, that it wasn't just you who were up there, that it was you representing millions.
Did you feel at all like a prop? You say you're the trifecta. You were a gay, you were a business owner and from a red state. But did you feel like a prop?
No, not at all. I mean, they were very warm in how they dealt with us. They were very warm and kind. So not at all. I mean, I think we all know that we represent lots of people. So I think that's an important side to remember. So I didn't feel like I was a prop at all.
Do you feel like the president has delivered on his promises on the issues that you were brought there to represent?
Yes, I do. If you look at gay marriage, I think there's so many states that are now recognizing same-sex marriage and that have really kind of stepped up on that. I think it starts with good leadership. And back in my State of the Union was when he talked about Don't Ask, Don't Tell and wanting that to be removed. So that was kind of the start of things.
What about on the business side of things? Because you were brought in there because your company was doing very well. Mm-hmm. Do you think that he's been a good president for the economy?
Yeah, for me personally, yes. I mean, our company has grown a lot, even since 2010. I mean, we were just listed last year on Inc. 500's top 500 list at number 247. So we've experienced really strong growth, and we've had a lot of clients that are also growing, and that's the only way that we can grow is if our clients are also growing. So we've seen a lot of great success. Now, I understand there's still areas that aren't, but just from my perspective, yes.
So what impact overall did going to the State of the Union and being in the First Lady's box mean to you? I see that you, even on your bio at Trendy Minds, you've got the fact that you were in that box on there.
Yeah, it has been a big thing. I mean, right after that, there was a lot of media surrounding my trip out there. So I probably did 50 interviews in about a week, 2 week period. So we were invited in to Eli Lilly and Company to do a pitch because they had heard of our agency and didn't know us before that. We had others that came to us, like Exact Target, after this. So we were seeing more momentum based on the notoriety. So that really kind of put us on a stage where more of the large corporations started noticing us. That, to me, was a big pivotal moment in my career.
Are you going to be watching tonight's State of the Union?
Yes, especially since it's so cold outside. I think a lot of people will.
Well, what about
we've got a captive audience.
Well, what about all of the talk, especially in Washington, that the president has kind of reached the end of his political capital and that he's not going to be able to get much done? And all the things he's going to announce tonight are going to be things that he can do on his own because he can't command control of Congress right now. What are you feeling about that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I had started hearing some of the lame duck isms that are out there, and I don't know. There's still a few years left, and I think there's still important work to be done. I think it's important for Congress to make sure that they're living up to what their constituents expect. So I think they all have to work together to keep moving our country forward.
Trevor Yeager, president and CEO of Trendy Minds. That's an ad agency in Indianapolis. And he was in the First Lady's box back in 2010 during the State of the Union. Trevor, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.